Reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I see. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,000, a special $1,000 small business incentive, plus special consumer cash offers up to $5,700. On top of all that, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is the low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts, glory, Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $500,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by 11/30/11. For more information about the on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, you're supposed to have a guest this morning. He hasn't called in, so it's just going to be you and me. If you have a question, comment. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Now, if you really want to know what's going on economically, let me make a suggestion. And that is you go to the website of John Williams, that would be shadowstats.com. And if you scroll down there, you'll see that he has a treatise on hyperinflation. And I believe it was March of 2011. It's a special report. And it's well worthwhile pulling down the 67-page report and reading it through word for word. I mean, there's some things you can read, skim read, but you can't skim read this. Williams is a very, very well-educated economist, and you'll find Jerry Saletti and Joel Skousen, Bob Chapman, many of the people that I know and respect will refer to John Williams' work because he provides you the statistics on economics that you're not going to get elsewhere. He points out the government's lying about unemployment. The real unemployment is about 23% now, with 16 million people unemployed. Another 9 million people underemployed. Another 6.5 million people who have just given up looking for work. Oh, about 28 to 29 million people unemployed, underemployed, or given up looking for work. Those are the real statistics. The government is lying to you. They don't want you to know what's really going on. And then as far as the inflation is concerned, it's well over 11%. Well, of course, they figure out that the price of houses is going down. So that's one reason why we don't have any inflation. But go to the stores, compare what a turkey cost last year to what a turkey cost this year, what the other things you're going to have. But the only thing that has gone up this year is the price of sweet potatoes, but everything else has gone up. They're simply lying to you. They do not want you to know that we are in an inflationary spiral headed towards hyperinflation with the destruction of everything that you've worked your life for. If you have a pension fund, it's going to be destroyed. If you have a savings account, it's going to be destroyed. If you have CDs or bonds or pensions or annuities, insurance policies are all going to be destroyed by the coming episode of hyperinflation. Now, why are we going to have hyperinflation? Well, because basically we're going behind about $5 trillion a year. Let me repeat that. Going behind $5 trillion a year. Basically, the current budget of the United States government is about $3.5 to $3.6 trillion a year. We're taking in $2.2 trillion. We're spending $3.5 trillion. So we're going behind there about $1.3 trillion, so that 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends, they have to borrow. And since countries aren't simply lending to us, they're simply, by one means or another, creating the money out of nothing. They create it out of nothing. They lend it to other countries so that they can buy it from us. But in essence, we're buying our own debt. It's like pulling yourself on your by your own foot bootstraps. It doesn't work very well for too long a period of time. Well, anyway, of course, then there's something known as general accounting or accepted accounting principle, GAAP, G-A-A-P. And that basically, if every country, every company in the United States is required to calculate their debts and loss statement using GAAP, G-A-A-P. But except the United States government refuses to do that. Now, basically, this is the money you take in, the money you're putting out, and then the liability you're accrued. And basically, if you have run a company here in the United States, you have to take into account why, of course, your retirement, what you promised to pay your employees in retirement, and what you promised to pay your employees in health care benefits after they retire, and similar expenses, so that you have to figure that into basically what you are actually have at the end of the year. In other words, you have these liabilities, and you will be required at some time in the future to pay them. So you have to put aside money to pay them. I mean, ordinarily, you're running a big company. You're going to offer pension funds. You've got to put money in the pension fund. And health care benefits, you have to have put money into that. And most of our major companies do have funds or pensions for their employees, their long-term employees. But the United States government doesn't do that. I mean, they do not put aside the funds for the retirement. They don't put aside the funds for Medicare and Social Security. Remember, we now have 56 million Americans on Medicare and Social Security. Another 79 million will be retired within the next 19 years. And where's the money coming from? Well, there isn't any money because there is no fund because it's all been spent. All there are government bonds. Well, I mean, the bonds are there, but the trouble is they're backed by the government that doesn't have any money. And so basically when the bonds come due and the Social Security is having to cash in the bonds every year, why, of course, they go to the federal government. But the federal government doesn't have any money. That's part of the 43 cents out of every dollar they spend that has to be borrowed. Pretty soon it'll be 50 cents out of every dollar spent, then 75 cents out of every dollar spent. Well, the reason that the federal government says that they do not have to go along with GAAP is simply because they say we can turn on the printing presses. We're the government. We have the ability to create money out of nothing. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what they're doing. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
LSI Computer Service would like to take this time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts and prayers. LSI Computer Service is your antivirus and custom hardware specialist with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. LSI Computer Service located in Tacoma, where it's always done right the first time. LSI Computer Service offers a 10% discount for families with relatives deployed in the military. Put LSI's 30 years of experience to work for you. Please call 303-833-5009. That's 303-833-5009.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. And, give us a call this morning, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We just talk about what John Williams has written in his special report. It's well worthwhile. It's free. Pull it down. His report on hyperinflation. So what he's pointing out is that if you look at the real figures for what the federal government owes, while the current debt is not $14 or $15 trillion, as you're told, it's about $76 trillion. Remember, all the money in the world is only about $60 trillion. There's no way it'll ever be paid off, and so it's only a matter of time before we have to go into a hyperinflationary spiral. Pretty soon, of course, we're going to be borrowing so much money. Almost the entire amount of money coming in the way of taxation revenue will have to go to simply pay the interest on the debt. Governments, of course, all never do what's responsible. Politicians don't want to have to make hard choices. They don't want to have to tell the American people Social Security is not sustainable. Medicare is not sustainable. We've been lying to you. We've lied all along because we knew that down the line this whole program would fall apart. They will not do that. None of the politicians are going to come forward and tell you the truth about Social Security and Medicare. Because after all, who among you out there in the listening audience wants to give up something that, of course, you were entitled to? Well, ladies and gentlemen, in a free society, you're not entitled to anything. We have adopted socialism. Socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it just doesn't work. Eventually, you run out of spending somebody else's money. This is the whole idea. We take from one to give to another, And everybody loves it until, of course, the day of reckoning comes and it destroys the economic system. It destroyed the economic system of ancient Greece and ancient Rome, and it's destroying the economic system here in America today. And, of course, basically, there is no way that this can work. We have a debt, actually, of $76 trillion. Nobody will tell you. So they have this committee of Republicans and Democrats, the Super Congress, and they're going to solve the debt problem. They're not going to solve the debt problem. They were never intended to solve the debt problem. What they're going to do, have the automatic kick-ins. The only trouble is they're going to come up with a decrease in the debt of $1.2 trillion, actually. I think it's $1.2 trillion. And they're going to cut that from the increased spending of about $12 trillion is going to take place over the next 10 years. So basically, you're going to have an increased spending of $12 trillion. You've got to cut a 1.2. It's just you're going to go bankrupt a little bit more slowly. But if you are relying upon Social Security, forget it. It's not going to be there. Medicare may be there. It's designed to ration health care to kill off the elderly. They have to kill off the elderly because otherwise the system won't work. And nobody wants to admit that. They have the death panels. They're already in place. The death panels were not part of the Medicare bill. Obama is telling you the truth. Barack Obama is telling you the truth. The death panels are not part of the Medicare bill. They were part of the stimulus bill. And they were already established, and they were already laying out their plans. And if you're a certain age, you're just not going to get care for your heart. It needs surgery. You're not going to get care for your cancer. You are going to be allowed to die. In fact, this is one reason why the effective treatments for cancer are being suppressed in America today. They have to kill off the elderly people. In fact, Dr. Richard Day, who is the former director of Planned Parenthood, medical director of Planned Parenthood, before he died, had back in 1969 said there are too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer, we have treatments for cancer, they're going to be kept up in the locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Center, and millions of people have died a slow, agonizing death. Because of the evil people associated with the Rockefellers who really run this whole thing along with, of course, all of their friends and subsidiaries and people who go along with them because, of course, that's how you get ahead in the world and make a lot of money. And they're killing people. But is anybody really concerned? I mean, Sydney, I mean, how many people are really concerned by the fact that they have a program to actually kill off the blacks in this country? That's what the AIDS epidemic is all about. It's genetically, specifically designed to kill blacks. That's why, of course, in this country, almost, not quite, but almost half of the people who have either died of AIDS or who currently have AIDS or HIV disease are black, because it attacks people who are black much more than people who are white. This is why in Botswana today, it's either 46 or 48% of all the pregnant women are HIV infected. That's either certainly the greatest public health failure of all time or a very effective genocidal policy. It's a genocidal policy, but who's going to tell the American people that? Who's going to tell them about the study that the CDC did on hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is used to fluoridate the water supply in 90% of the communities where they fluoridate the water. But what this does, by putting this in, this is not sodium fluoride, this is hydrofluorosilicic acid, which pulls the lead out of the solder and the bronze fixtures and things of that sort. And for one reason or another, blacks have this predilection for lead. There's lead in the water at all, why they get the much higher levels of lead in their blood. And then it goes to their brains, and this is, of course, why they get involved in criminal activities so much more than whites. It is simply because they are poisoning them. This is why today one in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. But of young black men, 21 to 31, one in three is in prison, probation, or parole. They've targeted the blacks. You go into the prison, they're predominantly blacks. And, of course, because the lead stimulates criminal activity. This is worked out by Dr. Roger Masters at Dartmouth University. We have the papers that he wrote about it, and he could definitely correlate the communities where they fluoridated the water with hydroflow salicylic acid, the number of blacks in prison. In those areas, compare them areas where they didn't do that. If that's true, why doesn't every American know? Well, they don't know because the media is controlled. Like the program I did yesterday with Kenneth Kevin Annette on the planned program to kill off the Aborigines, the Indian population of Canada, and how they would actually take these children, Indian children, and put them into boarding schools where they had a 40 to 50% mortality rate, and 40 to 50% of the healthy children they put in these schools actually died, and this is because they put them in the schools with children with untreated tuberculosis and disease spread, and the children died. They killed at least 60,000 Indians up there. I mean, some of them were actually shot and put into big ditches and covered over with a lie. They're in the process now of uncovering those bodies in the Mohawk Nation. I'll have Kevin on our program here. This is, of course, going on. An occasional article in the Canadian press, absolutely nothing in the American press. They don't want to tell you about that. They don't want to tell you about the plutonium files where we took mentally defective children or orphans in the United States and fed them plutonium products and killed them. We don't want you to know about the other programs that they've had for killing children here in the United States. Have you ever heard of the story of the Yemeni children? Yemeni children. Look it up, Sidney Barry Shamish, Yemeni children. There were 4,000 Yemeni children kidnapped from their parents in Israel, brought to the United States for radiation experiments, and we killed most of them. Look up the Sephardic children, the so-called ringworm children, 100,000 of them over in Israel. And because you see, they hate Sephardic children. They are two branches of the Jewish religion. One is Ashkenazi, the other is Sephardic. And of course, the Ashkenazi hate the Sephardic, and so basically they bribe the Israeli government into irradiating these 100,000 Sephardic children. And most of them came from Morocco, places like that, with massive doses of radiation to their scalp under the guise that they were treating ringworm. And they destroyed the brains on a lot of them. And they killed a lot of them. But, the average person has never heard about that. It was financed by people here in the United States, by the American government. Look up the ringworm children. Go to your computer, look up Ringworm Children, Barry Shamus, read the stories. Most people find it difficult today that believe that we have almost over a half a million people we're paying for in the military there in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. 300,000 Afghan troops we're paying for. 100,000 contractors, 90,000 American combat troops, 46,000 NATO troops, and there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Go to the internet and type in Leon Panetta, 50 members Al-Qaeda Afghanistan, or General James Jones, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or Steve Croft, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. If you're out there, do that. And then call in and tell us what you find on the Internet. When you do that, Obama, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. Steve Croft asked the president why, this was in December of 2010 on 60 Minutes, why do you have all these troops over there when there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda? And the president said, they're plotting against America. My job is to protect America from terrorism. That's why we just added another 30,000 troops to the 60,000 troops we already have in Afghanistan fighting Al-Qaeda, all 50 members. Ladies and gentlemen, does that make any sense to you? I want to hear from you. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But the most significant thing is, getting back to what John Williams has written, he tells us we're going to go into hyperinflation. And basically, of course, what that means is, of course, the government is actually creating all sorts of money. We have about $15 trillion out there in circulation, and most of that is not here in the United States. Only about $1 trillion of that is here. The rest of it's being held by other nations throughout the world. And when they suddenly realize that the dollar is becoming increasingly worthless, right now it's holding up pretty well because all the other currencies are even worse. But when they realize how worthless the dollar is and they start dumping it, it's only a matter of time before it loses its currency. Then, of course, flooded with money, and the stores will be empty, and people will be empty. You'll lose everything.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, look, and now that we stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a caller who's calling in.
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado, and I guess I'll identify myself as the Littleton Maureen to distinguish myself from the other person calling in as Maureen in Colorado, if that's okay with you. I'm calling to say that when I was a child, I was seeing a doctor, and he prescribed massive doses of X-ray treatments over a long period of time, and he told my mother that this was medical treatment, when, in fact, it later came out that it was a giant nationwide experiment on by the United States government, who recruited hundreds of doctors who then subjected thousands of American children to massive doses of X-ray in an experiment to find out what would this kind of level of radiation do to the children later on. Later on, it came out that what we're all left with at high risk of thyroid cancer, and for women, other kinds of cancers. And I have several news articles on this, and so when I go to a new doctor or dentist, I take these articles with them and ask them to copy it and keep copies in their files to explain to them why they have to be very, very careful in deciding whether to do a dental X-ray or the kind of X-ray on me. And also it has left us being told not to use computers, not to use cell phones or any of the things that put out, any of the handheld devices that put out radiation. So we're cut off from the information that's on the internet and so forth. It's been a terrible disadvantage. And I thought I would let your listeners know that there are living people who have been subjected to these various kinds of experiments, and it's just an absolute horror story.
Well, it really is so tragic, Sydney, that they have experimented on the American people. In fact, this is covered in a report we have. We call it the Rockefeller Committee Report. It's actually published by the Veterans Administration back in 1994. I saw one article in the paper. We were able to get the report. In fact, we talked to the U.S. Printing office, and they told me that other than the copies of the report they gave to the members of the Senate committee, why, of course, they only printed 35 for the entire country. And I said, why did you only print 35 copies of this report for the entire country? And they said, oh, it's so expensive to print them up. Well, I bought 20 of the original 35, and now we print it up on our own computers. It's very easy to say our own copy machine. But they don't want the American people to know. They experimented on hundreds of thousands of civilians and hundreds of thousands of our military, and they killed many of them with these experiments. It's called we call it the Rockefeller Committee Report, published by the Veterans Administration. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. They're doing the same thing with the American people today. They're giving them poisonous material. Aspartame, which is NutraSweet, was originally designed as a biowarfare agent, water fluoridation. They won't allow this in Europe. Why? Because they know it's a deadly poison. But they do it here, and anybody who speaks out against it is accused of believing in a conspiracy. It is a conspiracy. It is a conspiracy to sterilize our people because it cuts down on the sperm count by 50%, to lower the intelligence because this is what they use in the water supplies. In the Gulag Archipelago, Adolf Hitler used the fluoride in the water supplies in the occupied areas of Europe. Once these troops had taken it, they gave it to the Jews, which is one reason why so many of the Jews didn't resist when they were told to walk into the gas chambers, because they had been regularly poisoned with the fluoride in the drinking water they had, and yet we're giving it to the American people. I mean, we've got all of the documentation on it. You can get the journal Fluoride, get the copies of it up on the Internet, get my syllabus on it. They're poisoning the American people. They're poisoning the men with bisphenol, Sydney. If you have a tin can, it's lined with bisphenol. They outlaw this in other countries. Why? Because it feminizes the men. It gives them estrogens and gives them large doses of estrogens. This is why our men are so placid today, most of them. And certainly why many of them take supplementary testosterone, because they're getting such large doses of estrogens. And every can of canned soup, almost every can you have, is lined with bisphenol. They know what they're doing. It's certainly in the plastic baby bottles. And when they heat the baby bottle and give it to the little boy children, he gets his full dose of estrogen, which will affect him all the rest of his life. Maureen, what's going on is so beyond belief. And yet you tell the people, and they look at you blankly, it couldn't be true. And one reason is because they can't think effectively, because they've been poisoned with fluoride, they've been poisoned with aspartame, they've been poisoned with soy products, they've been poisoned with bisphenol, they've been poisoned with a myriad of chemicals that were given on a regular basis. And not having necessarily effects on your mind, but basically, if you men who regularly drink large amounts of pasteurized milk, their incidence of prostate cancer triples. Same thing is true with women who drink large doses of pasteurized milk. Why, of course, their incidence of breast cancer increases because, of course, most of our milk today is produced with recombinant bovine growth hormone, which, of course, leads to certain chemicals within the milk produced by the cows, which promotes cancer. They know these things, and yet the average American doesn't. Anyway, Maureen, I'm so sorry that you are the victim of one of these horrible experiments, but we do have, if anybody out there in the audience doesn't believe this, we have the report published by the Veterans Administration. We call it the Rockefeller Committee Report because it came out over the name of Jay Rockefeller. But, of course, they've been poisoning, and they continue poisoning the American people and the American military. And why anybody would enter the military, if they go in, they can be experimented on at any time, and they've actually killed many of our servicemen. We've killed them ourselves with our own experiments done on them. Maureen, are you still there? I guess we lost Maureen. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. To the myriad of things I've already mentioned, I should mention the GMO food and the fact that, of course, they've changed the genetic structure on so many foods now, and so many new genetically modified foods are coming online, and they are toxic to the individuals. They certainly makes us more susceptible to disease. It produces a pesticide at every kernel of corn. But of course, we get it, and we get these genes into our bacteria and our gut, and we begin.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand back here at Eric Peterson. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Susie in Northern Colorado.
Well, thank you for calling. What would you like to talk about?
That lady was very interesting that just called in. But the reason I'm calling in is to tell you here at the end of the program that sometimes I purposely don't call in, because you're on a roll and you're explaining this financial mess and you really put it together when you don't get interrupted. So a couple of times this week, I think I haven't called in because you were just on a roll. You were explaining everything. You bring it all together and it's understandable. So that's why I don't call in sometimes, because I'm going, I need him to keep talking about what he's talking about. So. It's
well,
not that we're ignoring you. It's just that you're so darn good.
Oh, well,
happy Thanksgiving.
Don't flatter me, you know.
You are.
My wife, what you said. Anyway, she's my greatest critic, but also my person who keeps me in line. I appreciate so much your words of encouragement. But if you have a chance, you have a computer?
I do, but I'm the one that sends you some of them faxes.
Okay.
On the Nexus magazine.
Yes.
And I got one more to send you because it brings the last two together.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah,
happy Thanksgiving. I'll hang up and listen. You got a few minutes left.
They come out of Australia, something like that? Nexus magazine. Are you still there? I guess she hung up. But, yes, who's calling in?
Hey, Stub, you're Colorado here.
Hi, how you doing?
Talked to you before, but particular to the issue of vaccination.
Right.
I'm into my 70s now, and I grew up in East Germany. And after the war, Second World War, to say, because there was others now after, as kids, like... when I went to school in 45, little kids trying to trust everybody after all the mess in Dresden, they always lined us up in school for vaccinations and x-rays and so on. And I hated it. As a little kid, we always went into the fruit in the area to have something to eat, you know, in the summertime, into the Vishnis, for example. Vishni is Russian for cherries. But they're very healthy food. And there was plenty of cherry trees and apple trees and pear trees, and that was healthy food. We didn't have the heat to cook stuff, so by chance we were living fairly healthy and felt pretty good. But then they put us in line for taking vaccinations. And I hated it as a little kid, getting poked here or cut there and taking pills and so on, and I didn't see a point to it because cooking food to me was insane enough. Now later then I learned from this guy Helmut Wandmaker, who wrote the book Forget the Cooking Pot, if you want to be healthy, And boy, did I check all this out then on my 80-year-old mom, and that's all true. Cooking is not healthy for you. Well, certainly not vaccination and x-rays. And you, in your presentations, really gave me all the explanations, and politically after the war, and you were talking about these children in Israel being hauled off to America for tests, and now Yemen and so on, to take the little poor kids of the world for guinea pigs. So these obscene doctors anywhere in the world, I always hated doctors. I've never seen a healthy doctor in my life. If you find one, well, tell me, because they can't be healthy. They want to make money on miserable people. So,
well, basically I was a doctor for, well, I'm still a physician. Most doctors really want to do the right thing, but unfortunately they're victims of medical school, and they're victims of the medical system, and they're never allowed to hear the truth. And most of them want to do a good job. They just don't know basically that healthy nutrition is really the key to health. And certainly you're absolutely right. We're a lot better off with our raw fruits and vegetables, and many of the cancer treatments that work so effectively were based upon the raw fruits and vegetables, and the people got well from their cancer, and they were all shut down here in this country. In the United States, certainly the people with the Gerson diet, the Hallelujah diet, they were simply shut down. Of course, Hoxie's treatment was shut down, Easyac was shut down, Laetril was shut down, because they don't want treatments for cancer. But you're absolutely right. The key to health is good nutrition.
Well, you just mentioned Laetril. We always ate the apples with the seeds. And I learned, well, they made Laetril from the seeds of the apple. We always said this: if you eat an apple once with the seeds, you'll never eat it without them again. Simply, we had to eat the whole apple. And the seeds are in that then. And now when I, in blender, cut up the apples for a breakfast drink, there's the seeds in there too. But you're the first doctor that got away from it, and you're doing a lot better now, because it is never another person that can do something for your health. It always goes through your own blood that things are healed. Now, if they put your cuts back together a little, and this and that, mechanical influence, and serving somebody a cup of tea or doing a little talking to, that helps. But anything else, people can't. They screw up the bloodstream, and that's the main problem. Like now, it's very well known the acidity and the pH of the blood is the important thing.
Well, I was an orthopedic surgeon. I'm still like carpenters. We put the things together, but God always healed them. And when you recognize that, why, it makes all the difference in the world. I had open heart surgery. It was wonderful because they gave me a new heart valve. I'd had a bad heart valve from the time I was 20 on, and a truly miraculous surgery. But so much of what's done, especially the cancer treatment, I believe is criminal. Certainly there are certain things that they can help with. Lymphomas, Hodgkin's, leukemia.
Thank you again.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I understand it stood me. The John Williams concludes his treatise, and you can get this on the internet at shadowstabs.com, his March 2011 treatise on hyperinflation. The fact that sooner or later we're going to have hyperinflation, sooner or later our currency is going to collapse. And you better make your preparations accordingly now. And, of course, he suggests getting into tangibles. He suggests being prepared to live in a society where the major means of interchange is barter. He suggests getting gold and silver, getting money out of the country. It's well worthwhile reading, of course, what he has to say, pointing out that you may be able to get a few dollars into the country from overseas, deposited in the foreign currency, and of course you'd be able to buy trillions of American dollars with that when the hyperinflation comes. Now that may be an exaggeration. It may not be that bad. But we do know they're going to wipe out the value of everything you have, and not only here, but all throughout the world. Why are they going to do that? Well, very simply, because the whole world is built on a fiat money system, and of course, the only way that they can ever get this thing back to normal is to destroy the existing system and start all over again. Of course, he doesn't recognize the Brotherhood of Darkness. He doesn't understand this is all being done intentionally by evil and wicked men who want to use the coming economic crisis to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, a ruling oligarchy, which is them, and, of course, this one-world ruler who will be the Antichrist. And you can't understand this unless you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Hear my talk, and it's available on DVD on The Dark Secret. Again, on The Forbidden Secret, there's syllabuses with both of them. We hope you'll get my talk on the world revolution. It goes into David Rockefeller, goes into the continuing world revolution. You saw recent examples in Egypt and in Libya and in Tunisia. And Turkey is gone, Lebanon is gone, Syria is in the process of going, and of course all of this is to overthrow the existing social structure, to turn it over to the Muslim Brotherhood, which will be the new enemy. Of course, we created it back in 1928. It's been funded by British and American intelligence since that time. Another example of the best enemy money could buy. To get the information to back up what I'm saying, certainly the book, The Devil's Game, going into the background of how MI6, British intelligence, financed Muslim Brotherhood starting in 1928, and we're still financing it. The CIA is financing it today. The Devil's Game, all of the items, Brotherhood of Darkness, the Dark Seek, Forbidden Secret, the World Revolution, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have David Rockefeller's memoirs, his book. We have Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies, used copies, but vitally important. We have Constance Cumby's book, used copies, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. We have much to be thankful for. We still have a wonderful country if ever take it back. So until Monday, we'll be back. Dan, goodbye. And may the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN.